Hello guys, back again with me, Erlina. I'm just going to talk something before we go to bed, like just usually talks and miserable things that happened to me a few months ago, maybe a few years ago. So that a story that has never been being a happy ending. You know, like when you being a teenager, like you are always enjoying Saturday night, or most likely enjoying your weekend with your lover, with someone who you like, having a blind date, having a such a date, intimate dating with someone who love you most, or maybe you love him most, you love them most. Let me take a sip of water. Alright. So I guess I had never been experiencing that, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I never experiencing a Saturday night with my somebody who belongs to me, somebody who loves me, or maybe I love them. I really wanted to meet someone who loved me, and I love him too. And back again, I'm a lonely girl. I think that lonely is the most tragic word. That lonely is a whole life of my life. I mean, I already have a relationship, but it isn't actually a long-distance relationship, and we never met yet. We haven't met yet. And then we just separated, and then, so actually, my last date is just in 2013, so it is almost 7 years I never experiencing an intimate touch, an intimate Saturday dating, Saturday night, weekend, spend my time with my lover in the real life, in the basically you know, yeah, engage and such. I don't know, I have no idea about that, but that is the most tragic actually, that I never want to talk with my friends, because I think that is kind of miserable things for me, and that was a poor thing to be experience it. Like, you know, my friends can go having a date to one another, like they're chasing boys and such, yet there are so many boys who are, it is almost every day two boys at least texting me like, hi, how do you do, hi, do you wanna go to having a date with me. I mean, there are so many boys out there who are inviting me and ready to be, you know, having a date with me on a Saturday night, but I think, like, I don't know how to start. Like, you know, I'm the type of person who are having a trust issue. Like, I'm not simply trusting anyone. I think, like, there are so many people like me, right? Which is, you haven't met him yet. I mean, I didn't even believe in the blind date that could be resulted in a long-lasting relationship. I think I have to know him well. I have to know what is his background, what is his charisma, like his opinion about something, his mindset, his life, friends, families, but not really into families, but yeah, that's matter too. I mean, I have so many considerations before I go to having a date with someone. So I think, like, that's randomly you are asking me. I'm not that easy girl, like, but sometimes I feel so, why am I ended up like this? Why am I always being a lonely girl and so on and so on and so on? That's miserable, but I believe that there must be a true love live right there. I mean, God has already preparing a best creature based on his perspective, based on my God's choice, and he will not back, but he will come at the right time, at the right place, which is, I think, like, I'm still on progress, I'm still on my way to become a better person of my life. I have so many obstacles and stakeholders that I have to face right now, so I cannot ready to. So I think that God also has so many considerations based on his perception and also point of view. So basically, at the end, there will be a right time and a beautiful place and a beautiful moment that it will never be forgotten for the rest of our life. Maybe I think like my soulmate also never having a serious date. Like, yeah, I feel lonely too, I guess. I don't want a perfect man, but I just want to find someone who can fit me. I mean, sometimes I hate myself. Like, I have so many bad attitude that I hate myself most. Like, I'm being ambitious and being so sarcastic. I'm being overprotective, having a trust issue, and overthinking. That is my weakness. So I wish that there might be a man, a good man, who are fit into my personality, and also I can fit into his personality, right? So I'm not missing someone, but I just miss the moment that when you can send a great memes every day with your partner. That is a simple but the most happiest things of our life, right? When you have a good partner to be having a great discussion, having a great knowledge, and you can transfer your knowledge and their knowledge each other, like, and then shares the feeling, your weaknesses, my weaknesses, what are my strengths, and what are my weaknesses, like, just like that. And that is perfect moment, and you know the commitment, you never cross the line. But the most problematic thing is that I'm too jealous. Like, I think that I am too overprotective too, maybe. So basically, I am too aggressive. So at the end, the man will never feel comfy just because I am being too aggressive and always take a first step. So I don't know how to act, but at the end, there will be somebody who are accepting me just the way I am. And maybe someday, I don't know, I cannot predict myself in the future. Sometimes I just have a glimpse of imagination of someone in the future, and that would be real, but I cannot predict myself, like, what am I going to be in the future, with who I'm going to be married, and how many children I have. No, I have no clue. So I think for you guys who are lonely and you don't have a boyfriend or maybe a girlfriend right now, it's okay, just take your time. I've been lonely for all my life, and this is a good and this is a great thing to spend, because you know how to deal everything with yourself. Yeah, I can speak like this, but actually in reality, this is difficult to do, but it's fine. At the end, we're going to be fine, right? Even though that you don't have somebody that you can hold on to, maybe, and you don't have the shoulders to lay your head. It's okay. Just have pets. I really love my cat. My cat is really contributive towards my life. I mean, they're so loyal. Like, my cat is really loyal to me. So basically, that is a priceless thing that I ever have. So hope you guys fine and happier. I'm recording this because I really want to feel happier someday when I play this podcast again, maybe with my husband. I'm going to be love, and yeah, you know, love, loving with my husband. And oh my god, that's a great thing to be spend my time productivity for myself. Like, I have already done everything by myself. I am independent woman, I am a great woman, and I am a successful woman. I am a strong woman, and I believe in myself that I have already achieved beyond my expectations. So, thank you.